I'm very happy now to welcome Ken Mayers and Daniel Craig. They are with Veterans for Peace here in Santa Fe, and they're here to talk about a film that is screening this coming Sunday, the 30th of May, at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation at 7 in the evening. It's called Arlington West. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Hello.
Thank you.
What is Arlington West about? I have not yet seen it.
Arlington West is actually an event that happens every Sunday on about four different beaches in California, as well as some other locations. The local Veterans for Peace chapters set up crosses in the sand in Santa Monica, Santa Barbara, Huntington Beach, San Diego. Schedules vary, but at Santa Monica, which is the largest one, it's every Sunday. They set them up at 6 o'clock in the morning. They take them down at sunset. And in Santa Monica, it's right next to the Santa Monica Pier. So about 30,000 people every weekend see this, and they visit the site. The film consists of scenes of setting it up and mainly of interviews with people who come to the site. Lots of interviews with veterans, with the survivors of veterans. It's a very touching film and aesthetically beautifully done.
What are the crosses all about? Why are they setting them up?
They're setting them up as, in effect, a replication of the tombstones in Arlington, in the National Cemetery. For the first couple of thousand deaths, they had a cross for every death. In more recent years, because they were running out of beach room, they started setting up one cross for every 10.
Are you talking about deaths of U.S. soldiers in
Iraq and
Afghanistan?
Soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan, that's right. In addition to having the crosses, which are very carefully laid out, as those who come to film see the film will see, it's beautifully done. But they also have displays. They have columns that have names and pictures and basic biographical data, where the individual was killed, what unit he was in, where he was from, similar to the banners that we used to display here. And they allow people to create a name tag, in effect, which they can put on any of the crosses for their loved ones. And they also collect memorabilia of the people leave, whether it's flowers, lockets, a variety of things. They maintain all these things in boxes. They have a catalog of them, so if you were to go out there and visit the site and look for someone in particular, they could tell you, oh yes, here's the memorabilia of that individual. So it seemed to us that for Memorial Day weekend, this would be a most appropriate way of people to kind of break out of the car sales mentality of Memorial Day and really take the opportunity to observe, and for those who feel like honoring the vets, honor them. For those who feel like just mourning or grieving them, would give them an opportunity to do that. And we'll have a period of discussion after the film for those who want to stay and discuss it.
There seems to be a bit of a cultural conflict between the families of veterans who've died who are against war and those who are pro-war. How does this play out in what you've seen here, for example, in Santa Fe, in your activities as Veterans for Peace?
I think Santa Fe is a bit of an anomaly, is that we have a lot of support here in our endeavors, the Veterans for Peace. Other places aren't so... I hate to use the word liberal because you can use it in so many different connotations, but people are more open-minded in certain ways. So we haven't done it in big numbers, but standing out on the corner on Fridays, and we get more support for our banners than we would harassment. And I think one of our goals in our chapter is to educate people about the cost of war, not just financial, but the human cost, the socioeconomic cost. And when we have one-on-one conversations, people, and they're open-minded enough to have a conversation instead of just sort of rant and rave at us, which has actually been rare, it's a dialogue, and we talk about, we're not fanatics. We're not nuts with this agenda. We're just trying to educate people about this is what's happening to us as individuals and as a society. When we're not educated, we're not informed. I was, you know, talking about MacArthur's speech, and he says a well-informed citizenry, and that's what really our goal is. It's not to, we don't have an agenda in that respect. It's just to educate people, bottom line, because if we're going to have an informed citizenry, well, someone has to do it. And the system as it exists is not invested in informing people about these things because they need people to support, you know, the empire building or whatever words we want to use to describe what we're doing as a country all over the world. So we get a lot of support here. And I can't say that as opposed to places, other places don't get support. But I know we've been very welcome here. We're a big part of the peace community.
And you are a veteran of the first Gulf War.
Gulf War 91.
And you can...
Vietnam.
Of Vietnam.
But I think you're right. The attendance is to be a sort of a chasm between the two major responses to either being a veteran returning or being the survivor of a veteran who didn't return or who returned severely damaged. For some, and it's not necessarily a permanent condition for one of these people. I mean, in Veterans for Peace, we observe that a lot of veterans come back working hard to justify mm-hmm. what they've done to themselves. And over time, frequently realize that as long as I try to do that, I'm trapped there.
Mm-hmm.
And start to look at what was really going on, why were we there, and so forth.
And as an individual asking, why did I do what I do? Like, I was told a story, I acted out based on the story I was told, and there's some incongruency there, and we start finding out that what I was told and what I did, there's this disconnect.
Well, so I've heard that, and I've not studied this very closely, but that quite a lot of soldiers in Iraq were reading Jeremy Scahill's book Blackwater, and that there was really a great deal of cynicism about why they were there, but they knew they had to be there, and they did what they were told to do.
You raise your right hand, you know, you take your oath, and then your action follows. You do what you're told. You know, you obey the chain of command, and you're not in a position to question the chain of command without repercussions. I think what happens for X amount is we come home, and then we start learning. The party line and what we were actually doing are two different things.
And you'll see this whole range of feelings and opinions mm-hmm. in the film.
Right.
So, regardless of whether you think it's the right thing for us to be in Iraq and Afghanistan or the wrong thing for us to be in Iraq and Afghanistan, you will have an opportunity to see how people who've been there react with this variety of experience and perspectives.
Some people look at this as, and what it is a memorial. Others, and you'll see it in the interviews, look at it as a political statement. And it can be construed as that, but it basically was a group of veterans who set up a memorial for those, right or wrong, left, right, it was a memorial for people who died doing what they did.
The film is called Arlington West. It is screening this weekend, Sunday the 30th of May at 7 o'clock at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Santa Fe. It's free. Daniel Craig and Ken Mayers are part of the Santa Fe chapter of Veterans for Peace. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Oh, and before we go, is there a website?
The website, vfp-santafe.org. And our information line is 505-715-6844.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz presents some artists who haven't been featured in a while. broadcasting from the Santa Fe Bacon Company. My name is Mary Charlotte. We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao.